Let's have a look at some of the different responses to earthquakes. Firstly, the immediate responses. So immediate responses are necessary to prevent further damage or deaths and include aid, evacuations or warnings, temporary infrastructure, rescue operations, and temporary housing. Let's start with aid. So lots of charities have money, donations, and aid workers or other support that they can send to a nation suffering from a disaster. British Red Cross is an example that sends money, donations, and workers to places affected by earthquakes. There's also evacuations or warnings. So if there's any advance warning signs, as many people as possible should be evacuated. Now, you need to bear in mind that this is really rare with earthquakes. They often come without warnings. People can be really unprepared, and evacuations or warnings don't often go out. But some things like Google Crisis Response or Facebook's Mark Yourself as Safe can help record damage and let people confirm their whereabouts. Temporary infrastructure is another thing that can happen as an immediate response to earthquakes, because infrastructure such as gas, electricity, phone lines and the internet and other systems may be damaged. And so finding backup systems or repairing damaged systems is really, really important to get a country up and running and to make sure that people are safe. There's also rescue operations. So people who are alive but trapped by damaged buildings should be rescued as soon as possible to make sure that people don't die, especially in countries where there's a really big risk of collapsing buildings, because more and more people will be damaged and be injured by these and even killed. So it's really important to rescue people. And dead bodies that have people who have died as a result of the earthquake should also be retrieved, because this will stop diseases spreading to people who have survived. And finally, temporary housing. So people who cannot return to the home should be housed in temporary camps or other accommodation. And this may be near where they originally lived, it may be far across the country, it might even be in a different country. But making sure that people are rehomed is a really important focus for countries dealing with the aftermath of an earthquake. Make sure people are safe and people are, you know, have shelter and a roof over their heads. So let's do a quick recap, go through some questions. Which of these are immediate responses to an earthquake? The options we have are rebuild buildings, improve the local economy, and temporary housing. Well, rebuilding buildings and improving the local economy are things that happen in the long term, but temporary housing is something people need in the immediacy to make sure that they have a roof over their heads and they're safe. So the correct answer is temporary housing. Immediately after an earthquake, people who are alive but trapped by damaged buildings should be rescued as soon as possible. Dead bodies should also be retrieved to stop what from spreading? Well, it's to stop disease. Because different diseases can be spread by dead bodies, and this can really damage and harm the recovery efforts of somewhere affected by an earthquake. Now let's move on to long-term responses. So, as covered already, immediate responses are really important to help limit the damage in the first instance, but long-term responses are needed to help an area fully recover from the effects of an earthquake. And these are rebuilding buildings and infrastructure, improving the local economy, and improving preparation. So let's start with rebuilding buildings. After earthquakes, often many important things like houses, bridges, roads, and many other types of infrastructure are severely damaged, so are likely to have to be rebuilt. Similarly, water, gas, and electricity systems will have to be repaired if they were damaged. Secondly, improving the local economy. So earthquakes can really knock out an economy, especially in tourist areas where tourists might be afraid to come back, or the facilities for tourists and other people might be damaged. So it's really important for a government to help improve the local economy of an area to make sure that people have their jobs and their livelihoods. So the government may provide grants to boost the economy or encourage tourism in the area again. Finally, improving preparation for future earthquake events. Buildings and regulation may have to be redesigned and changed so that they deal with potential future earthquakes, but some people may choose to not stay living in the area. So let's give this one a quick recap. What are the three long-term responses to earthquakes that we've covered? Firstly, there's rebuilding housing and infrastructure. Secondly, there's improving preparation. And thirdly, improving the local economy. And just to, you know, throw back right to the beginning, what are the immediate responses to an earthquake? So we've got evacuation warnings, temporary shelter, aid, temporary infrastructure, and rescue operations. Now I've got a multiple choice question. Which of the following is a long-term response to earthquakes? And the answers we've got are rebuild housing and infrastructure, evacuate the area, and rescue operations. So out of these answers, the correct response is rebuilding housing and infrastructure, because evacuating the area and rescue operations are things that happen in the immediate short term after an earthquake has happened. And in the long term, rebuilding housing and infrastructure are most important because the evacuation and the rescue will have already happened.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!